Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, Hoo Doggy. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Hey, buddy. What are you doing over there? You seem distracted.
Mindless scrolling. Yeah. You know, I put my phone down. Don't worry, I'm here.
Oh, you didn't get anything good? Any show prep in there? Or you're mindless scrolling?
No? You know, sometimes I do, but, you know, it's just, you know, the internet gets dull sometimes. You people scrolling day long. You know, like, what are you looking at?
That's an insane thing to say. The internet gets dull. Literally the world's knowledge in one place.
And we're right, like, there, eh. And you say that. Yeah, that is a bold statement, isn't it? Here's the thing, though. Don't you find yourself bored, though?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what am I doing? Yeah. There's nothing left. Like, put it down.
You close out an app and then just open it back up 30 seconds later. Like, oh, I guess I'll try this again. Let's see. It's like opening up the fridge and closing it and then opening it up 5 minutes later.
It's the same thing.
Same stuff. It's just my standards have dropped.
It's a good analogy, really.
Yeah.
It gets refreshed a little bit, you know, sometimes. Here's another thought. If you ever look at somebody totally random that's just buried into their phone, you're like, what are they looking at?
Yeah.
Like, what are they looking at? The same things that I'm looking at? Or are they on some different app doing something? Are they doing something productive that I should be doing?
Well, unless they're watching anime porn, I don't think so.
You know, it's a weird thing. I don't know.
Could be on the same website and you don't
know. You know what I noticed that? What? Is when I didn't have my phone for like a week. Yeah. So I would like go to restaurants and sit down and like, I don't know what to do. I'm just like looking around. You know, you have your hands on the table. Ha, da, da. What do? I read the menu 3 times.
Look at the specials menu up on the wall. Read it.
You know?
Yeah. It's
weird. What we did in the 90s.
Just sat and looked at walls.
Looked around. You know, made conversation.
Yeah. Look at that chandelier. I never noticed that.
You don't notice it now, do you?
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, there could be a man on fire hanging from a rope on the ceiling. And be like, when'd that guy get there?
Weird.
Didn't even hear him screaming. Anyway. All right, hey, we're just about out of time here, but before we go, it's time for your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. I thought this was kind of interesting, and with school starting up here pretty soon, school backpacks, as they're known today, all right, the ones that we know, were first used at the University of Washington back in 1972. JanSport was based in Seattle then.
That
was. They were based in Seattle, and then they started modifying backpacks for day hikers to make durable bags for students to carry books.
Well, so we got JNCOs and we could put our books in our back pockets.
My back is still messed up from carrying that backpack. Do you remember that one? I think it was like maybe like 7th or 8th grade when you finally really started to have like a lot of textbooks in there, and you were you were walking into school hunched over with this mound like 90 pounds of books and
pencils.
You know,
the worst is when you were late and you had to run. And that thing shifting back and forth, you should tighten the straps up a little bit because
you got to put it in sport mode. You got to put it in sport mode. You got to latch that clip up front there so it's tight against your chest.
Here we go.
What is a bike? God, that's not made. All right, that is not made for running. Just
you know what would be awesome is to be able to go back and just go through your backpack and from like 7th or like 8th grade.
Man,
it's like, what did I have in there? I had like magic tricks. I definitely had magic in there.
He had a couple
yo-yos,
couple textbooks. He had a bunch of pencils, erasers.
Oh, no, I would like to say pencils, but I always remember, hey, do you have a pencil? I would always remember borrowing a pencil from somebody.
And then you'd get that one pencil that had the crappy eraser, like that no one wanted to use because it didn't actually erase things. What was that eraser made out of? It was terrible.
What was that?
And you had that weird ruler for math, the little half moon ruler.
Oh yeah, the protractor.
Thank you. Because obviously you could tell math wasn't my strong suit.
So, or the pencils that were sharpened down to the very tip.
Oh,
you know?
Very
so
end,
that
yeah.
would be the pencil somebody would let you borrow. Here you go.
I remember it's 7th grade. I'll never forget this. I can't remember, you know, who was the 4th president of the United States, but I remember 7th grade, one of the things I got back to school shopping, it was this little pencil set. But it was like a hockey stick, so you put the pencil into the eraser that was like the end of a hockey stick,
and
the other eraser was a hockey puck, so you could play hockey with this.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
they have golf ones too.
Do they have golf ones?
God,
it's so
they
cool.
got golf ones too. I'm telling you, dude, going back, remember the pencils, the mechanical ones that you'd pull the actual tip out, and then you could replace it in the back, and it pushed the new one forward.
Those things were so sharp. God, those were sharp.
Were they?
You take that to the jugular, you're dead, all right?
Yeah.
You're dead.
I would always like to put, or the other mechanical pencils that had the click in the back, and you could go out, you could make it like a 2 inches long, and you could hold the back, and you could make it look like a needle going into your skin. Remember doing that?
Did you ever make a spitball shooter out of your pencil, out of the mechanical pencil, right? So you break off the end, and then you use you put a rubber band right on the little clip part there, and then you put the rubber band underneath the eraser, and then you put the eraser back on, and then it would serve as like, oh, my God, you could launch a spitball with that thing.
We used to bend paper clips in half and make hornets, we call them, with rubber bands. Right to the thigh.
Our poor teachers. Our poor teachers. You're sitting there with your awesome binder. What do we call those again?
They were the trapper keeper. I had the sickest trapper keeper.
Mine had the bald eagle with the basketball.
Yeah, it's tearing the basketball apart. I think mine was the rhino that was like had the horn through the football.
Had all the pockets in there so you could keep all your notes from Becky. All those notes that were folded up.
All right.
Anyway.
Dude, I missed that. Damn it.
Good times, man. Good times.
Is it recess time yet? What time is it?
Didn't learn a damn thing. Just trash in my brain. But hey, had an awesome trapper keeper and a hockey set pencil. All right.
Hey, anyway. Let's go hit the swings. What do you say?
Let's do that. I just had some square pizza. Let's go hit the swings.
Nice.
All right. That's your final fact and opinion. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around. The best.